Sheila Fogarty on LBC.
Before I get back to your calls on the question of whether a woman who transitioned and became, sorry, a man who transitioned and became a woman a long time ago should be allowed to receive a woman's pension at the age of 60 or wait until she is a man at 65, keep your calls coming in on this and your texts and tweets as well. 0345 6060 973, the number to call. It was a question that the Supreme Court judges, five of them today, could not agree upon. So let's see how we fare. 0345 6060 973, text 848. 50 or tweet at LBC. Now, it's no longer news, is it, when I say Donald Trump has made another gaffe? But to call this one a gaffe, I think, is to underplay it. He said something in a speech about Hillary Clinton's approach to gun ownership that I've listened to it several times today, and I can't hear it any other way than him suggesting that somebody might shoot Hillary Clinton with his blessing. People have tried to describe it in other ways, but I can't hear it any other way. Let's talk to Simon Marks, LBC's Washington correspondent, about this. Simon, just take us back to what he did say, first of all.
Absolutely. Very tough, I think, Sheila, to hear it any other way. I mean, let's just put this into context. American politics for decades has had basically a rule book that presidential candidates tend to read and behave by. Donald Trump has consistently thrown it out of the window. That helped him enormously when he was running for election in the primary contests earlier in the year. But it is now getting him into enormous trouble because one of the rules of general election campaigning here in the United States is that the campaign controls the message of the day. They sit down every morning, they say, what is the message that we want on the evening news programs, on the radio, on the internet, and they make sure that the candidate sticks relentlessly to the message of the day. Donald Trump refuses to play by those rules. He keeps showing up at rallies across the country with no text, no prepared speech, no teleprompter, and he shoots from the hip. It's almost like open mic night at a comedy club. I mean, he will stand up in front of that microphone and say anything that comes into his mind at any given moment. And so it was yesterday in North Carolina. He was talking about how dreadful life would be in the increasingly likely event that Hillary Clinton becomes president of the United States. He said that she would take guns away from supporters of the Second Amendment. That's the part of the Constitution that guarantees the right to gun ownership. He said it would be absolutely dreadful if she got to appoint Supreme Court justices, which, of course, the president gets to appoint once they're in office. And then he went into this riff.
Hillary wants to essentially abolish... the Second Amendment. By the way, and if she gets to pick her judges, nothing you can do, folks. Although the Second Amendment people, maybe there is, I don't know.
Maybe those Second Amendment people, the people with guns, the people who care about protecting their rights to own weapons, maybe there's something that they could do about it. And he said that with a wry smile. He knew exactly what he was saying in that room, and the people in the hall knew exactly what he was saying as well.
One of the defences against what you and I think, one of the defences that I heard made for him was that all he was suggesting was that gun owners would base their, if they were banned or restricted in any way, they would base their ownership on what the Constitution says, not what federal or state law says.
Yeah, I mean, that's twisting
nice
yourself
try.
Up into. I mean, that's really, as the Americans would say, twisting yourself up into a pretzel to explain it. I mean, the Trump campaign has said that what he meant was that gun owners and people who are concerned about the Second Amendment should use their political power in November to vote against Hillary. But that's clearly not what he said. It was the most brazen example of the campaign trying to tell everybody that they didn't hear him say what they thought they had heard him say. And if you look at the video of that clip and you see the reaction of the people behind him, several of them gasp with amazement, but also in some cases a look of approval, because they clearly understand what he's saying. And the problem for Donald Trump in all of this is, first of all, he's opened himself up to another 24 hours of criticism and Republicans bailing on him. I mean, the most dangerous place in Washington now is between an open microphone and any senior Republican Republican who wants to show up and explain why they will no longer support Donald Trump for the presidency. But also it has prevented all of us from talking about another very big story that otherwise would have been making headlines here. And that's the latest release of Hillary Clinton's emails, which come the closest that we have seen yet to showing that there was influence peddling underway while she was Secretary of State in terms of requests that were being made of her regarding people who were donating large amounts of money to the Clinton Foundation. Now, under normal circumstances, that would be the big headline here in the United States today. Donald Trump would be relentlessly talking about it, but instead, a throwaway line at a rally in which he appears to be inciting an act of gun violence against his opponent in a country with a very long history of political assassinations. That's what everybody has on their minds as they gather around the water cooler today.
You'd almost think, and I don't think this, but, you know, he could almost be a plant.
No, well, there is this conspiracy theory that he's a Manchurian candidate. I mean, you've seen the old movie. I mean, this is someone who
one
has
of
been
the best.
And the conspiracy theorists pull out the old photograph of Bill and Hillary Clinton attending Donald Trump's wedding as evidence that, you know, these people had a personal relationship, they clearly did, of some kind before this presidential campaign got underway, and that perhaps the Clintons put him up to run in order to destroy the Republicans' chances of winning the White House. Whatever you believe about the Trump candidacy, the polling data is now undeniable. He would have to have a political recovery that breaks every single precedent in the history of modern American political polling to stand any chance of winning the keys to the White House. This is increasingly becoming a one-horse race.
He said it in this particular gaffe, or whatever you want to call this latest nonsense that came out of his mouth. He ends a lot of his statements with, I don't know.
Yeah, absolutely.
He did it with the baby. He tries to distance himself from the things that he says as soon
it's
as...
It's the get-out clause, isn't it? It's the get-out clause.
Except it's
not. Of course it isn't, because the reality is that what happened yesterday is even as he was continuing to make that speech, social media was awash with people saying, did you just hear what he said? Did he just say that actually he thinks gun owners should do something to try and stop Hillary Clinton? So even by the time he got off that stage, his campaign advisers, who again have no control over what he's going to say, find themselves in complete crisis limitation mode, and presumably behind the scenes afterwards have to say to him, boss, I'm afraid we've got a bit of a problem again.
Got a tweet here from ST, I don't know the full name, accusing me of awful bias, and I am guilty of absolutely atrocious bias when it comes to Trump. But let me read the tweet. Of course you can't hear it any other way, Sheila, as in what he said today. You're a Trump hater. No, I'm not a Trump hater. I'm just agog at the things he says. So you will read the worst into anything he says. But I believe that as an intelligent, sentient human being, you can't read well into what he says. And I don't just mean today's statement. You can't see it as a good thing to build a wall between America and Mexico. You can't see it as a good thing to berate Muslims. You can't see it as a good thing to be horrible to mothers with babies. You can't see it as a good thing to suggest you shoot your rival or someone shoots your rival for you. I mean, I can't believe it, but he still has support.
I can understand the argument that says that people like you and me are dyed-in-the-wool, anti-Trump. I mean, we can talk about that separately, because I actually think that if you're going to cover this presidential race objectively, which is something that I'm very much trying to do, it is objective to say that what's taking place in this country in this presidential election campaign is unprecedented, and we have a presidential candidate who is making a series of bigoted and irresponsible statements. That is an objective position to hold. But whatever my own personal view about this, don't ask me. Ask top Republicans. Senator Paul Ryan, the Speaker of the House of Representatives, the most powerful elected Republican in Washington, who yesterday said, Donald Trump needs to explain what he meant by this. It sounds as though he was trying to make a joke that perhaps misfired, but you don't joke around about acts of political violence. No. You had 50 senior Republican former national security and intelligence officials this week saying that if Donald Trump becomes president, he will be the most reckless president in modern American history. That's not Simon Marks talking. That's not Sheila Fogarty talking. That's 50 top senior former Republican officials. And that, you know, Donald Trump doesn't really care what you or I think about him, I suspect. But he really, I think, ought to be caring about the large number of Republicans that every single day are bailing on him.
Thank you very much, Simon. And I think you're doing a manful job of trying to remain objective in the face of this lunatic. Thank you, Simon Marks, LBC's Washington correspondent. Big response to you, from you all to this. Hang on. It's just moved. Yeah. Hillary Clinton is just as bad. Let's try and get some balance. Hillary Clinton is just as bad. She takes dirty money from huge corporations and we say nothing about it. Well, we have just said something about it, certainly about the allegations being made today, as well as talking about Trump. So I hope that calms your nerves. Thank you very much indeed for your texts and tweets.